You are listening to a message that was given at Living Word Chapel, Oracle, Arizona. It is our hope and prayer that God will use this message to speak to you and enrich your life. For more information, visit lwcoracle.org.
Well, we do want to welcome all moms, and especially those that are here. And as Shauna mentioned, you may be going through a difficulty. Maybe you lost a mom, or going through that transition. We want you to know that you're so appreciated. Amen. And so we come with different feelings sometimes. We come with different dealings. We're dealing with different things. I wasn't going to be preaching this Sunday. We had Ruth West that was going to be preaching, and her mother passed away this weekend. So we are mourning with the West family. She flew to Mexico City, and she called me yesterday and said, "Pastor, I don't think I'll be able to preach." And I said, "You're not going to preach. There's no way." And so I got a message together. Thank God for messages that I've preached in the past on Mother's Day. And so we were in prayer. Our volunteers and our staff was praying. And Shauna mentioned, she said, "Well, Ruth West had an excellent message prepared for us, but we're going to have..." Ruth's mom passed away, so Pastor James is going to be giving a message. So it may not be an excellent message like Ruth was going to give, but I believe that God is in it. There was a little girl. One day, a little girl was sitting, and she was watching her mom do the dishes at the kitchen sink, and she noticed that her mother had several strands of white hair sticking out in contrast on her brunette head. And she looked at her mom and asked, "Why are some of your hairs white, Mom?" And her mother replied, "Well, every time that you do something wrong and make me cry or unhappy, one of my hairs turn white." And the little girl thought about this great revelation for a while, and then said to her mom, "Mama, you're an only child, right? You're an only child, right, Mom?" And her mom said, "Yes, sweetie, I am." And so she thought for a little bit, and she said, "How come all of my grandma's hairs are white?" Out of the mouth of babes, right? I think about our granddaughter, Ava, this morning sent she's sending text messages to everybody. She's what, 7 or 8? And she's wishing everybody a happy Mother's Day, whether you're a mom or not, out of the mouth of babes. I want to talk to you today about 6 reasons that we celebrate moms. And I think that moms should be celebrated. We went to go see a movie last night. My son and his girlfriend are with visiting us, and we just had a great time with Jay and Alicia. And so we went and saw this movie, Unsung Hero. Anyone heard of the movie or seen it? And when I was watching the movie, I could not help but think about my mom. And I don't, think about her, all the time. But there are times in my life when I think about what she did in my life, and yesterday was one of those times. As parents, we all know this, whether you're a dad or a mom, there are good times, and there are bad times, and then sometimes there's ugly times, right? Well, not in your household, maybe just in ours. But the reality is that we all face things, but when you really think about our parents, there's so much to be thankful for. There's so much to celebrate. I love the way that the writer of wisdom, the writer of Proverbs, put it. He said this. He said, "Give your father and mother joy." That's kind of a command. Amen. In other words, do things that are going to bring a smile to their face. And then he goes on to say, may she who gave you birth be happy. I think that's a great premise for us to talk about on Mother's Day. Because if you're here and you're a mom, you should be happy. You deserve that because of God. So my prayer is this morning that if you came and you're down, that when you leave, you're going to be up. Not because of me, not because of, you know, my special oratory gifting, but because of Jesus. Because we cannot come into the presence of God Almighty without leaving better than when we came in. And so that's my prayer, that you will be happy, and all of us need that. So here's the first reason that I think we should celebrate mom. We celebrate mothers because, in my estimation, moms rock. You rock, mom, right? And I think about my mom. I think about the moms in my life that have made a difference in the people that I care about in their lives, like Shauna as a mom and what she poured into my kids. And we celebrate you, Shirley. I think about Shirley and all the attributes that she's poured into our kids. We celebrate moms because even when they embarrassed us, we know that moms rock. Amen? There are things in life when you're growing up, especially in adolescence, that you say, oh no, mom, please don't. Don't go there, don't say that, right? When she dropped you off at school and would say, give me a kiss on the lips, and you're like, mom, no. When your mom, anyone had a mom that danced crazy, right? She just danced whenever like the cumbias would come on and she'd be dancing, making tortillas. Anyone had a mom like that? And that was okay, you laughed about it, but when your friends were there, you were like, mom, come on, right? When we get older, we look back and we say, wow, my mom, she didn't care about popular opinion. She just cared about me. And because of that, mom, you rock. And if there's one thing that we should not lose as Christians, I'm going to speak this and I want you guys to hear this. If there's one thing that we should never lose is the joy that God brings. We should never stop laughing. We should always have the joy of the Lord in our lives. Nehemiah put it like this. He says, go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks. So there's a permission for us for tonight, for this for lunch today and dinner. And share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. In other words, invite people that you can bless. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Do not be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I've got to believe that there's someone in here or someone's in here that your joy has been stolen from you, that you're going through a difficulty, and it could be because of mom. It could be because you are a mom, and you need to know that with Jesus, there's joy. And there's strength in joy. And so if you're dejected, as the Bible says, or you're downcast, can I tell you something? Let the Lord fill your heart. Let him fill you with the hope. Let him fill you with the love that only he can bring. In fact, I want to give you an action step for today. Kids of all ages, We need to line up. I don't care how old you are. You need to laugh with your mom. If your mom is around, laugh with her. Laugh at your mom. And I'll tell you why, because you're not going to have her forever. And so if you have her today, make the most of it. Amen? The Bible puts it like this. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 28, verse 7, he said, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. I trust him with all of my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving." Have you ever noticed that we may come in with difficulty in our hearts and then we sing praises to God and something happens? I mean, I felt that this morning. I felt that as we started to praise God, as we started to worship him, that difficulty you may be having is just lifted. That's because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And he inhabits the praises of his people. So celebrate today. The second reason that we celebrate moms is because they help to organize our lives. And someone say amen for that. Amen. Amen. That's right. Preach it. William has spoken. Have you ever heard these words, Mom, from one of your kids? "Mom, I don't need you." You ever heard that? "Leave me alone. I can do this." And about 30 minutes later, "Mom, where's my blue shirt? Mom, can you help me get moved?" I'm speaking this for experience. As our adult children move different places, "Mom, can you help us? Can you help us get things situated?" And Shauna's a master of organization, and she keeps everything on track. "Mom, did you make my favorite dish?" Right? So the message paraphrase puts it like this, that talking about mom, she's up before dawn preparing breakfast for her family and organizing her day. There's something that is innate in a mom that God places there, especially when you walk with Jesus, that he begins to orchestrate your life and you begin to orchestrate the life of others. And so, Mom, you make a difference in people's lives. And I, for one, want to thank you for all that you do for people. For you making a noticeable difference in keeping people on track. You know, I think about this yesterday. They had a Mother's Day tea, and they organized all this, and they had all these tables set up. Only moms would do that. Only women would do that, because the men would have just said, "Hey, just throw a table cover on it and let's eat burgers and steak," right? But the moms have everything organized because that's what they do. And so here's another action step for you for your day, for all of us. Don't take your mom for granted. Sometimes we get in a rut, or we get we just get used to all that moms do for us, and what we need to know is, don't take it for granted. Say thank you for what you do and what you've done. Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, and he said, "Honor your mother," which is the first commandment, and it comes with a promise. And so here's what I want us to do. Can we applaud all the moms this morning? Just applaud. Thank you for all you do. And can we applaud anyone who's had a mom? Right? Here's a third reason that we can celebrate moms, and this really stands out. We celebrate moms because some of them are the family theologian. You ever had a mom that poured Jesus into your life? They make an eternal difference in the lives of their children. And while I wholeheartedly will say that dads need to pour Jesus into their kids and into their grandkids, a lot of times that does not happen. I thank God for Living Word Chapel that I see a lot of men that stand up and they're leading their families in the things of God. But when that isn't happening, it's amazing to see women, moms, and grandmothers pour into the lives of their children. And we're better because of it. In fact, it's very biblical. Paul, writing to the young preacher, the young pastor, Timothy, he wrote this to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:5. He said, "I remember your genuine faith." He's saying, "Timothy, I remember your faith. For you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice." And so he's telling Timothy, this young man that's walking in the attributes of God, that's walking in the strength of God, you have genuine faith. You're walking in the things of God. It's you stand out amongst your peers. But you share that faith that once was in your grandmother. And your grandmother poured it into her daughter, your mom. And there's a noticeable difference because of what they did in your life. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. And then he goes on and says, "But you must remain faithful to the things that you have been taught." Who was he taught by? His mom and his grandmother. "You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you." So not only did they teach him the word, they lived the word. Amen. I thank God for Shauna Reese. I thank God that she's poured Jesus into my kids, but she's also lived Jesus for my kids. I thank God for Shirley Adams that she's loved the Lord, you know, and poured Jesus into Shauna, and she's poured Jesus into so many people, and she's lived Jesus. God is so faithful. He said in verse 15, "You've been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus." I just panning the audience, I think about Gina Benson. I see her right there with her son Will, and Will will respond, "Amen, hallelujah." She's raising him up in the things of God, and it's a beautiful thing. It says it's going to come and pay dividend. Amen? Moms, you make that much of a difference. For those of you that will be mothers, you make that much of a difference. That's how much potential you have in the next generation. He goes on and he says, verse 16, "All scripture is inspired by God, and it's useful to teach us what is true, to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right." God uses scripture to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Isn't it amazing that wonderful passage of scripture is surrounded by moms and grandmas making a difference in Timothy? It tells us that the greatest thing that you can do, mom, the greatest thing that you can do, grandma, is point your children and grandchildren to the Word of God. And when the Word of God becomes central in your life and you pour it into those that God has brought into your life and entrusted you with the privilege and the honor of rearing them and raising them up to become the people that they will become. And Shauna talked about Vacation Bible School. And she talked about what we pour into our kids is what they will be shaped into. Are you with me? And so what's vital, what's important is that while we come to a church service for 45 minutes, an hour, that's not enough. We need Jesus every day. And moms, you're with your children every day. And you've got that much leverage in their life. So here's the action step. Why don't we thank moms every time that they open up their Bible, and especially when they share the bread of life with the people that are important. Let me put it another way. Thank your mom every time she opens her Bible. You ever said that? Your mom has her Bible open and you just say, thank you for doing that. And especially when they share the bread of life with you. There were two brothers, John and Charles Wesley. Anyone ever heard of Charles Wesley? Anyone heard of the Methodist Church? Charles Wesley was the proponent, I mean, John Wesley was a proponent of starting that movement of God. He'd go to different communities that did not have churches, and he would preach the word. It was called the method, the methodology of how he went and preached in different places and just made a big difference. Many people came to Jesus. Charles Wesley, his brother, wrote many songs, many hymns that we sing in churches. And their mom, her name was Susanna. And Susanna Wesley is known for many great quotes. And she poured Jesus into her kids. And she said this one time. She said, help me, Lord, to remember that Christianity, or walking in faith, is not to be confined to the church. In other words, it's not just for Sunday mornings. It's not for 1 hour a week, nor exercise only in prayer and meditation, but that everywhere I am in thy presence. Are you with me? Everywhere that you are, God is with you. When you go to work, God is there. When you go to the store, God is there. Amen? When you teach that to your children, when you teach that to those that God has entrusted into your hands, when you say God is everywhere, it changes everything. Amen? Because what happens to families who think that God is only when you go to church, when you step through the doors of the church? No, God is everywhere we go. And so Susanna Wesley taught her kids the important truth. Here's the next reason that we celebrate moms. We celebrate them because of their heartfelt love. No matter what we've done, a mom's love seems to be there no matter where we're at in our lives. I can say that about my mom, Chelo Reese, that she loved me through the good and the bad and some of the real ugly seasons of my life. She was there when people weren't there. And I'm not saying that all moms do that, but what I'm saying is that with God, all moms have the potential to do that. Are you with me? So I may be speaking to someone and there's tension going on because maybe your mom was not that mom. But if you are a mom, you can be that mom. Amen? You can change the lineage, right? I'll never forget my mom's famous words. Whenever I was acting up, she would say, I brought you into this world. I brought you into this world, mijo, but I can take you out of this world too. And that sometimes she really acted on that. She didn't take me out. You know, whether a mom is fighting to put a ponytail on her daughter or her granddaughter, it's always done in love. Even when daughter or granddaughter are saying, you're hurting me, mom's not doing it, right, in that. This is not going to be politically correct, but I think it needs to be said because I think it's lacking in our society. Moms who discipline love their kids. And in fact, Proverbs, the book of wisdom, says those who spare the rod of discipline hate their children, and those who love their children care enough to discipline them. Now, in my home in Lordsburg, New Mexico, they didn't have a rod, but they had a chancla. Anyone heard of a chancla? It's a sandal that Mexican moms use. And behind every well-behaved niño, which is like a son, is a mother holding a chancla, saying, if you don't behave yourself, you're going to get some chanclazos. And I think it worked okay because I didn't turn out that bad. And I had a couple chanclazos in my life. So a mom's love can be shown, and this is important for, I think, some of you moms in here, can be shown with a kiss on the cheek of your son or daughter, but it can also be shown with loving discipline. And we're better because of it. Amen? Can I say it? Should I say it? Be careful what you're going to say, PJ. I'm going to say it anyways. I think a lot of people that are kind of protesting on the streets need a chanclazo. I really do. I think that there was some discipline that was missed, because the reality is that sometimes submitting to authority or submitting to the purposes of God, the goodness of God, is taught by loving discipline. So here's the action step that we have for this point. Embrace the fact that love and discipline go hand in hand. Proverbs again, 31:10. Her children respect and they bless her. Her husband joins in with words of praise. Many women have done wonderful things, but you've outclassed them all. And when you think about your mom and how she's withstood the difficulties of life, and she's gone through the pressures and the waywardness of their children, talking about myself not walking with the Lord for many years and how they prayed diligently for me. My mom prayed diligently for me. And never ever dreamt that I would become a pastor, but God had a plan. And so with us, you need to know that when we love our kids, we pray for them, but we also will discipline them, because they go hand in hand. And say amen if you agree with that. So the second to last reason that we celebrate moms is we celebrate them because they are excellent. Amen? They are excellent. I'm not supposed to say something, but I'm going to say it like I always do, because I'm supposed to keep this a secret. But don't tell anybody. Online campus, don't tell anybody. So you guys know that Pastor James doesn't ponder anything. Amen? My wife, on the other hand, ponders everything. And we're talking about excellent, right? So Shauna Joy Reese, always puts everybody first. That's my wife. She put herself second to make other people better. She did that with me in our marriage. She did that with our children and got them off to college and into where they're working at. And they've done very well by the grace of God. We attribute that to Jesus, but mom had a big deal to play in that. And so this past weekend, or on Friday, she graduated from college, right? Yeah. And she would never brag about herself, but I'm going to brag about her, because it's excellent. Amen? And she was on a 5-plus-year plan to finish it. But here's the thing, she finished it. Why? Because God has placed excellence in every one of you moms. He did that in Shauna. And so here's what Proverbs 31, 18 and 19 says. She senses the worth of her work. Man, that matches my wife. She's in no hurry to call it quits for the day. She's skilled in the crafts of home and hearth, diligent in homemaking. And so what I've come to find out is that moms make a home better. Moms make a family better. There's something about a mother's touch. Moms make a business better. No one makes tortillas like my mama. No one makes enchiladas like Shauna. Someone else will say, my mom's banana pudding is the best, Shirley Adams. Right? Moms, let me say this, we celebrate your excellence today because God made you special. Amen. I said in our prayer time with the volunteers, because we have prayer time with our elders at 7 a.m., but with our volunteers and our staff, we prayed at 8:15, and I said, give me one word that would that you think about with your mom when you think about the good things that she did in your life. And every one of them had one word that they would say, whether it's faithful, whether it's loving, whether it's caring. And can I tell you something? Even if your mom didn't do anything for you, she delivered you. She delivered you and brought you into this world so that you could be you could change the world with excellence, right? So here's the action step. Make a decision today not to go weeks without telling your mom just how excellent she is. And I'm speaking to a son today, a daughter today. Instead of you talking negatively to your mom, she needs to hear how excellent she is. The Bible says in Proverbs 31, 28, her children arise and they call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. So here's the last reason that we celebrate moms. We celebrate them because they are the first to rally behind their children. We can usually count on mom to have our back when everyone else is hating. You have your haters and then you got your mom who loves you. Amen? I'm reminded of my daughter. My grandson plays baseball in club ball, and they record the games, right? So they show the games. And my daughter is usually sitting by the video recorder. And all I can hear on the whole thing is, Steven, good job, Steven! My daughter is rallying behind Steven, right? I think about John 19, 25, at the foot of the cross, when all the disciples had deserted Jesus, we read that standing by the cross of Jesus was his mother. And by her was his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene, who had been delivered of 7 demons in her life, and every other person had deserted Jesus. Everyone had ran away. And I don't know if you've ever felt this in your life, that when people run from you, when people that say, I'm behind you, way behind you, usually the people that stand closest to you, one of them is going to be your mom. Usually when you're in the down and outs, it's your mom that goes and picks you up. And she drags your dad with her. You don't know the times that Shauna says, we need to go and help. And I said, let them help themselves. They got to man up. No, we got to be there. So here's your action step, your last action step. Why don't you thank your mom today for those times that you knew that you could count on her? You knew it, and she was there. And here's the last scripture. Jesus saw his mother and he saw the disciple whom he loved standing nearby. That's John, the apostle John. And he said to his mom, he said to Mary, he said, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple, which is John, took her into his own home. So at the very end of his life, this is amazing. At the very end of his life, Jesus, as he's on the cross, he says, "John, take care of my mom. Mom, you're going to have a son." That's how much God cares about you, mom. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. And if you're here and you lost your mom and you're like, "Lord, I'm in the tension of trying to navigate through the difficulty of losing my mom." Maybe you lost your mom at a young age, or maybe, you know, as this sermon that I wrote, this that I'm preaching right now, is a sermon that I preached the year that my mom passed. And I have it in my notes how this is the first Mother's Day that I have without my mom. For Ruth West, this is a Mother's Day that she was supposed to preach. She was conflicted. She was like, I don't know if I should go. I said, "Ruth, what are you talking about? You need to be there with your family." But here's what I know for sure, that God, he cares about moms. And he cares about you when you lose your mom. And he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's going to stand with you. And moms, you rock. You make such a difference in your family's lives. You're worth so much to God. And I, for one, want to tell you, moms, that I love you and God loves you. So let's pray as we close. A prayer for moms today. God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you today for our moms. Lord God, you use them to give us birth. You gifted them with grace to raise us through our achievements and through our mess-ups. We are blessed because of them today. We also want to pray a blessing for those moms who adopted a child or fostered a child and raised them as their own. They championed, these moms that did that, they championed the ways of God. Thank you for moms who loved us and who showed us this love the best way that they knew how. Lord, I thank you for my mom, Lord God, and she loved me the best way she knew how. Lord Jesus, we choose to forgive them in the areas that they fell short as a parent, and we also ask your forgiveness in the areas where we fell short as their children. Thank you that you are a God of honor and restoration. Fill our families with love and mold us into people who give honor where honor is due. So today we honor all moms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. If you'll stand with us.